Blog Talk Radio.
People always ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown? Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot of still is a show.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
You gotta hear before it happens, believe before it happens, receive before it happens. You got to know what's gonna happen, what it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. Yeah. gonna happen. Oh, that's too real.
Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And of course, that song said it is going to happen. Well, I hope that you're having a blessed day so far. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, coming up, we will be having our inspirational message. And that's somewhere around 12:30. We will give our inspirational message. If you have a testimony and you have been blessed through what we have been talking about on this radio show, you can always call us here at the station. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. The Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You know, your testimony means a lot. And it can encourage somebody else that's going through something to be encouraged when they hear how God brought you out. So if you have a testimony, if what we have said on this radio show has been a blessing to you, or the music, and you want to share that, the telephone number is 516-666-9901. Also, if you desire prayer, our prayer line is always open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. For the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. Well, that telephone is here as a helpline. It is here for an encouragement. It is here to pray for your needs. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. 0335. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Well, again, I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. You know, every time I come on the radio, it's always a blessing. And let me just remind you also that you can hear me on my other radio station. You can go to cborangebird.com, cborangebird.com, and you can hear me every first and third Sunday at 1:30, and of course 7:30 a.m. in the morning on the fifth Sunday. You go to cborangebird.com, click on Old School 102.9. We've been on that radio station now for 12 years, and we thank God for the great results that we have had, and we get ready to pick up a few more radio stations, and we will be telling you about that in the coming months. Don't forget now, the prayer line is open for you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335.
This song is for all my worshipers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I adore.
And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things. That's why we tell him no name.
No name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? One day they're going to bow. And your power will remain. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Gonna
lay on their face one day, and they're gonna declare that he has all power.
merciful, all-knowing God. Now the words of heaven and earth, they're all going to pass away. Hey, y'all, but here's the good news. But it's your name, Jesus. It's not going to waver. And it's not going to change. Because when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul's got to cry out. Your soul's got to praise him. So come on, y'all, sing it like this. Then. It's true. Like the world. And y'all, it comes. Oh. And it heals. If you're sick in your body, you can have healing. And it gives a revelation to your situation.
God can do what no other power can do. And when you're going through and don't know what to do, remember that God's power is always available. And how do you get God to move by his power? Well, you know, the Bible says if you call upon him, he will answer and he will deliver you. Again, let me greet you one more time in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, I thank God for the opportunity to be right back here on the radio. You know, it's an honor to be able to come on and give an inspirational message. So many people have been helped through these inspirational messages. had in our other station 580 calls that came in every month for over a year. Every year, we have thousands upon thousands of people have called in to our station. And I believe it's because they know that we are here to encourage them. And then some people ask the question, well, you must have went through a lot of things because you sure enough talk about that a lot. Well, my mission on this show is to encourage those that are going through and to point them to Jesus and let them know that he is the only one that is qualified. Now, I didn't say that there wasn't help out there. It's a lot of help. But if you want somebody that's well qualified to fix it, he is well qualified. He's well qualified, overqualified to fix the problem and situation. When hard times come, and you don't know who to turn to or who to call, what do you do? Where do you go when people are talking about you and saying things that you know that is not so? Or when you're being in your home and suffering and your sickness and your disease, and you have family, but it seems like nobody is there. What do you do? What do you do when you just don't know what to do? Somebody said, well, I tell you one thing that I normally do when I don't know what to do. I keep everything to myself anyhow. I don't tell nobody, so I don't need nobody. Well, there comes a time in one's life that one day you are going to need somebody. You might not want to need nobody, but there comes a time in one's life when they have to have something or somebody they can lean on. See, sometimes when people have nothing and nobody to turn to, they go to a liquor bottle and they start drinking their problems away. Or they go find some marijuana or get some, snort some cocaine. Somebody try to drink their problems away. And when they start it, it seems like all it does is just get you high for the moment and you're right back down to reality. What do you do when you just don't know what to do? Well, I have some suggestions if you want to hear them. One of the suggestions that I have is I know a place where you can go to, and it's a place of refuge, place of strength, a place of safety, a place that you can go to that you, when you go there, you know that you're going to get some help. Listen to what it says in Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, very present help in the time of trouble. What do I do when I don't know what to do, who to turn to, where to go at? Psalms 41 tells us that God is that place of refuge. God is that safe place. He is the place of strength. And in him is a place where you can get help in the time of your trouble. In Psalms 27, he tells us that he is our light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. He is our strength. And it tells us that we don't have to be afraid. You know, sometimes when we don't know who to turn to, what to turn to, and where to go, sometimes the problem begins to become a heavy burden. Carrying that burden of suffering, of persecution, carrying that burden of going through in your relationship, going through in your family, who do I go to? Well, they had a song that says, where do you go when no other help? They say, I go to the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus is that rock. You can always go to him. And Isaiah 41 and 10 tells us, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed. God says, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know who to turn to, when you don't know what to do, he says to you, don't be afraid, because I am with you. Now, let me say this. When you're going through and you don't know who to turn to, what and who can help you, it is always good to know that you get somebody that is with you, especially when you hit rock bottom, especially when you're going through hard times. It feels real good to have somebody that says to you, I'm not here for nothing else but you. I'm with you. When everybody else against you and you have somebody in the hospital, when you're at home and the doctor have given you a bad report and you went to counseling about your husband and your wife and you're trying to get your marriage back and it doesn't seem like nobody is there for you, and you hear somebody say, I am with you. Let me tell you something. That takes a little load off of you to know that somebody is there with you. Well, I want to encourage you this afternoon that God is with you. According to Isaiah 41 and 10, he says, fear not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed. God says, in your darkest hour, God says, when you don't know what to do, I am with you. And I want to encourage somebody to remember these words, that when you're at your lowest and when nobody else can help you, when everybody else doesn't seem to be there, remember these words, I am with you. Who is saying that? God is saying to you, in your condition, in the state that is affecting the way you live, God says to you, I am with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. In Psalms 119:16, I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy words. Whatever you do, don't forget his word. What is his word? I am with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will be there for you in the time of your trouble. I will be there in the time when you're going through your divorce. I will be there when you're going through your grief of someone that had died. I will be there for you when you don't have no friends and nobody to turn to, nobody to talk to. I will be there for you. Remember those words and don't let them go. An encouraging word to you this afternoon is to tell you that God sees your pain. In Psalms 34:19, the Bible says, a righteous man will have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. God says, when you don't know what to do, remember this, other than I will never leave you nor forsake you, that I will be there always, even until the end of the world. He says, you will have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. God will deliver you out of that situation. All you need to do is see God in your situation. See him as being bigger than your problem in your situation. Don't look to the bigness of your need, but look to the bigness of your God. Remain confident in him and in his word. God can heal the brokenhearted and bind up the wounds and the tribulations of life. You will never walk alone. You know why you ain't gonna never walk alone? Because he promised to be there. This is just an encouraging word to help you. And not just to help you, but to give you that extra mile. Remember these words, that when you're going through your worst, you don't know what to do. Remember the words in which God says to you, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will deliver you out of all of what you're going through. Remain confident in him, knowing that he is going to do it for you.
Tim, you all know this.
Hey!
Everybody, I've been Lord, you changed
me. A long time ago.
And I know you can change anyone.
Says he changed me.
All
oh, yeah.
you gotta do is go to me.
I love everybody. Oh, yeah. Sure, I know. It's been hard sometimes, man. But since God changed you, everything's gonna be all right.
Change
my mind.
He can do it anyway.
So I'm thinking I'm better.
Change me, change me.
Change my heart, Lord.
You can do it anyway.
I want to love everybody.
Change my life.
Oh,
yes,
change me, Jesus.
Go place I used to hang out. I just don't go there no more. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
You changed me.
Oh, yeah. You changed me.
You changed
yeah.
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You did.
Yes, God brings change. All you need to do is come to him. And when you come to him, he promised in the word of God. He said, if you call upon me, I will answer and I will deliver you. Well, I pray that that message in which we have spoke has been a blessing to you. Now, if you desire prayer, don't forget you can call 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And we are rejoicing and we're giving God thanks because God is our help.
All of my health, all of my health, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from you.
All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to.
When I am
in time of weakness, my strength is weak.
All my help,
my help, all of my help.
All of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from you.
All of my
we wait on you. Father, we believe that you are granting us your perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. You are our hope. You are our strength. You are our life, Father. And so we're going to lift this together. You are my refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. For my
John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I want you to fetch me, Lord.
Tell you what, he's the one that can fix it and fix it well. Don't forget now, the prayer line is open for you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Well, I tell you, There are so many things that we can talk about. We already gave the inspirational message, but I want to just have a little conversation here. You know, I was looking at, this is about the police department. You know, a lot of people are saying that we need to defund the police. Some people say that we need not only to defund the police, but we need to have better training. Well, I agree with that. We do need better training. Well, I had the privilege, 13, boy, a long time, almost 17 years ago, I used to be a police chaplain for the police department in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I served that 19th district very well. Do we have bad cops? Yeah, we have some bad and we have some good. That's anywhere you go. Now, everywhere you go, you're going to have somebody that's not going to do their job. But we can't throw all, because you get 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 that's not doing their job. We can't throw everybody in the same boat. What does that mean? That means not every police officer is a bad one. And the reason why we're bringing this up is because not only do we need prayer, but, you know, police officers need prayer. You know, when you coming out of your house every day and get family, I'm talking about the good cops, and trying to do a good job, people label you as being a bad cop because you wear a badge. Well, that's not always so, because that's what they do to preachers. You know, they'll say, you know, all of them ain't no good. All of them, all they want is just your money, and they want women. And then when they hear something, they'll take and run with it. And they can, and it don't even have to be true, but they'll believe every word that they hear. That's one thing I learned, and that is you can't believe everything you hear. You go and investigate what is being said. So it's so easy to label every police officer as a bad cop. You know, he ain't no good. You know, I hate the cops. Well, what are you saying? You hate the cops, or do you hate the bad cops? Well, first of all, we shouldn't be hating nobody, but people say, well, you know, they're taking people's lives, which is true. I mean, we can't deny that. There are many people have been arrested, and I have seen that with my own eyes. Many people have been arrested for no reason, pulled over for no reason. But even in all that, we still, there are some cops that is doing a great job. I've met so many good ones, and in the city of Orangeburg, South Carolina, in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, even in New York City. When I was a police chaplain, and I didn't have nowhere to park, and the police officer said, you know, you could go near the police department and park there. I mean, you know, you get some that would run out, that go all of their way to help you. And when I was coming up, you had police officers used to walk the beat. I mean, you knew who they were. You knew their names. And every time you saw them, you called them by their name. You know what I mean? So our prayer today is for police officers, and not just and I'm talking more about the good ones, the ones that are being labeled as bad, and people killing the good ones, throwing all the good ones with the bad ones. I mean, I have seen so many police officers in the last couple months lose their lives. Some of them weren't bad. I'm not talking about just because they wore the uniform and because they had that badge, somebody shot them. Somebody called them names. How would you feel if you was going to work trying to do your job to help people, and everybody labeled you as something that you knew you're not? Well, first thing, I know what I would do. I wouldn't pay it no mind. That's the first thing. That's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do is say to those individuals, that before you label me as a bad cop and label me as somebody that, that just want to take people's lives, remember who you're talking about, because you can have five police officers in one city, or maybe 20. I give it 500. I mean, and you get 1,000 police officers and 500. Well, you can't throw the other five in the same boat. So what I'm saying to you, pray for them. Pray for our police officers, those that are trying to do a good job. I see a lady on Facebook all the time from New Orleans as a good cop. And she goes around spreading and helping people, spreading good news and encouraging people and showing love to people. And she said when she became a police officer, that was the reason why she came, because she loved people. But sometimes she's labeled as all of them ain't no good. So what we want to do is we don't want to label them as all of them ain't no good. Pray for them. And I often say, if you got a problem with somebody, then once you go to them and tell them, you know, but it's the right way in telling them. It's the right way in saying, you know, officer, I don't really understand why, you know, some of the police officers do that. You mind explaining it to me? Maybe they can explain, you know. But regardless of explaining it, nobody can justify killing somebody for no reason. So we pray for the good cops, that God will be with them and keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. And we pray for the bad ones, that God will save them, even the good ones, save them. And let justice be. Justice is going to be. And so our prayer is for every police officer, every person that is going through. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for our United States and those around the world. You're not just the God of the United States. You're the God of the whole world. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God, I pray for every person that is going through, every person that lost a loved one that seemed like they just can't go on, those that had a marriage and their marriage failed. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's feeling wounded. Somebody, God, is at home suffering of a sickness and disease in the hospital. Somebody is depressed. Somebody is oppressed, and they need your help. God, I pray that you touch and minister to them and let them know that you are their very present help in the time of trouble. God, give those that are mourning, God, give them strength to go on. And let them know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for them and your strength is made perfect in the time of their weakness. We pray for police officers everywhere. Some, Lord, that have gone out of their way to help people and they're being labeled as a bad cop. All of them ain't no good. And sometimes it makes you want to say, you know what, I don't even want to do this job. And some people don't have no choice. Not everybody that's on the police department have a choice. They're trying to pay the bills, and they just go to work every day trying to do a good job. But in the meanwhile, many of them, Lord, is being discouraged. I pray that you touch and minister to them and those bad cops, God, that have taken people's lives, and those that is upset and angry, that you would touch and minister to them, bring peace to their soul and their spirit. God, those family members that have lost their loved ones, I pray that you would strengthen them and be with them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen.
I'm dedicated
to everyone.
Everyone who made it.
Yeah.
Any test or trial.
Hopeless situation. The angels can't sing.
You can't sing in glory.
You're redeemed.
You're redeemed from the hands of the enemy.
Yeah. Yes, here we go.
Whether it's in the courtroom, fighting in the boardroom, trying to feed a family, kicked out underneath you.
God's able.
God is more than able. He can turn the table.
Turn and tell.
Turn and tell your neighbor. Now it's time to say.
Yeah.
I got a testimony. Well, if you got a testimony and you want to give your testimony, why don't you give me a call right here at the radio station, 516-666-9901. As that song say, no one can tell a testimony like you can. If God bored you out of anything, the Bible say they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And that line is always open when you have a testimony. 516-666-9901. Well, before I leave here this afternoon, I want to give you this last prayer that I want to pray for you. And I want to read this thing to encourage you. And my prayer for you as we get ready to part off this airwave this afternoon. I pray that may the Lord of peace himself continue to grant you peace in every circumstances. The Lord be with all of you in your marriage, in your finances, in your physical body, and whatever you are going through in life. I pray that the peace of God will be with you always, in Jesus' name.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Yes, from Kurt Franklin, Smile. Well, my time is up here. I want to again thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. May God bless you, and remember these words, that when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that can bring you out of every problem and every situation. God bless. Have a great day, and don't forget, when you don't know what to do and who to turn to, remember, lift up your eyes towards the hills from whence cometh your help, for your help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, he will provide. Before your eyes. Oh, he will, he will.
precious.